Hello, hello, welcome to Soju O'Clock. It's such a heavy day to actually really come back to podcasting, but I felt the strong need to come back because I have this habit where I really like frequently type stuff out in my WhatsApp status, and I'll talk about these things, I'll talk about like what I'm thinking about certain incidents that are happening in like the K-drama world, in the South Korean industry, or whatever, you know, whatever that got me interested or intrigued or curious or whatever I've read about, I'd want to share it with people. And unfortunately, people in my WhatsApp don't really know what I'm talking about. And they don't care, you know, because you know, to them, I'm just talking about BTS. It doesn't matter whoever I'm talking about. It's to them, it's just like typical South African industry or South African people. I hope you guys are okay. The year is coming to an end. We literally have like a couple of days left of 2023. And I haven't recorded any episode this year. This is my first one. And I know. It's actually just like been very hard this year. This year has been long and has been very hard. And also a year of blessings. I have done so many things for myself this year. My life has really improved drastically this year. Remember the other time I was like moving into my new place for the first time, and I think that was like a year ago. Or more than a year ago, I've moved to like a better place, good security, like, and everything, you know, like I'm in a better job. I love my new job. It's very green. Sometimes like I do cry because I think it's a dream and I might wake up and, you know, be in a similar nightmare that I was in a few months back. But I don't know why I'm nervous. Like, I feel so nervous because I'm talking about like all these things and trying to like catch up, but like I know exactly what makes me nervous. But yeah, like life has been so good and also just long and very hard. There's a lot of things that I've done this year, and I feel like because of like so many things that I've done this year, I feel so exhausted and like fatigued. And my energy levels are very low and all that. And like pretty much, I feel like I've achieved everything that was in my vision board like years ago. And now I need a new vision board because I have to like update the dreams and the goals and then work towards them, you know? So it's been a really good year, but also like a year that was very challenging, testing and everything in between that. It was crazy. I'm still single. I did try to have a few talking stages here and there, but they all failed, unfortunately, for them, not for me, because they're missing out on a great person. Very amazing. Crazy, but amazing. So the reason why I'm actually recording this today and why today's the day I'm recording it is because I have so much to say. Lee Sung Kyun's passing. I hope I spelled it right or pronounced it right. Man, like, that man was in a whole drug scandal for like ketamine, marijuana, weed. And the hostess was basically like being wild and saying that they've done like drugs in her house a couple of times and all that. He was cheating, blah, blah, blah. And he literally just like went through all those interrogations. He tested 3 times and they came out negative. He even offered to do a lie detector test. And this man decided to take his life today. And to be honest, after Moonbin's like suicide, you are in drug scandal. us being terrified of like the mental state that he's in currently, something must be done, guys. I don't know what. Something must be done. I don't know what is it, but it must be done, because how can an industry lose so many people? How can an industry be so cruel, judgmental, and straight up like pushing people to death? How can a society be like that? You know, like, there's no room for redemption, there's no room for forgiveness, there's no room for like offering an olive branch to those people, and they're also human. Yes, it's wrong to commit a crime, especially if the country has said that it's a crime. It's wrong. Yes, don't think like I'm just promoting crime right now. They're doing all of this because they're trying to make sure that the streets are clean and all that. That's admirable of them, you know, especially as someone that comes from a country that has a high rate of drug use, and seeing people really like lose their future and themselves in such addictions. But like, we should be fighting more into them getting better, you know. We should be fighting more into like making sure that they're in the good space, they're no longer using those drugs and all that. Like, we should be seeking out redemption more than anything. But like, it looks like the society there isn't really all about redemption, isn't really about second chances. Especially you are in, like, I feel like it's beyond even the social abuse. Like, it's the physical abuse that they project towards him in public when he's about to enter the court or whatever. Like, there was a video of a man that poured coffee on him, or threw coffee at him in public. That was so inhuman. Like, that was like the worst thing I've ever watched this year, and I don't think I'll ever get over it, because who are you? Like, who do you think you are? Like, are you God? Like, who do you think you are? Like, I don't even know what I'm saying, because like, I'm shaking thinking about it. Like, I'm shaking. Like, thinking about it makes me so mad and sad as well, because someone lost his livelihood, himself, and he decided to take his own life because of all the bullying. And he's been saying, he's been speaking out, and nobody decided to listen to him. Nobody decided to fact check. Nobody, like, he gave you guys 3 negative tests. Nobody gave a fuck at all. Like, what more was expected of him to do? This man left his wife, 2 young kids who are boys. That's not an easy decision to make, to leave your whole entire life and 2 young boys. It's not an easy decision. Like, how in pain must he have been? How hard it must have been for him? And most of the time, you might think that actually this is like the easiest way out for the people that love me and look up to me. They don't have to deal with like seeing me. They don't have to deal with like the drama that I've brought upon them. To be honest, I just want like UIN to be better. Like, I'm praying for his health. I'm praying for his safety. I'm praying for his mental health. Praying that he deals with his addictions, and also you have to think about like psychologically, like, what can push people to such extreme lengths of like wanting to numb their pain so much? Yeah, my heart is heavy, not gonna lie. However, babies, I wonder what you guys have been watching. I've been watching quite a lot, but you know, like, I feel like the industry hasn't been the same. Like, those writers are sad. Like, these endings don't make sense. I don't know, like, they've been in their said girl era or said boy era, like, ever since. And what am I currently watching? We are watching My Demon, right? Let's get that out of the way. Welcome to Salm Diary. I feel like they all know that that man is bound to make us cry. If he cries, we cry. That's it. The Worst of Evil was a masterpiece. Oh my God. Like, it was a masterpiece. It was a masterpiece on both lead characters. Like, the male leads were, like, top notch. They were top tier. They were creme de la creme. They gave us art. It was... I'm not even going to dive into, like, the plot. It was just, like, the performance, like, the delivering of the story to us. It was the performance more than anything. The storyline could have been better, but the performance was outstanding. That was, like, the best performance ever. And it really reminded me of You Are In and Hands. Like, it really reminded, not because of whatever, but because of how he really portrays his character. Like, method acting? Yes. Like, the use of method acting, like, how people would be consumed by their characters to the point that you don't even recognize them as whatever. You don't recognize them through, like, the other cute stories that were in, and you're like, wow, there's such a side to you, really? Worst of All Evil was good. The Glory also was good. It was really hard to actually watch it, but once I got into it, I never stopped. It was really outstanding as well. I loved Under the Queen's Umbrella. I loved everything about it. I loved the storyline. It was very brilliant. Also, I loved the soundtracks. They kind of made sense, man. Like, they were well composed and well positioned into the storyline. Like, it's very hard to find a K-drama that also does that. Like, the soundtrack has to make sense. Can't be playing "I Love You" when things, shit is going down, please. But, like, I really loved Under the Queen's Umbrella. What else have I been watching? All right, guys, let me go through. I'm actually watching You Are In's movie right now because of, like, of whatever is happening. Like, yeah. Hey, it seems like we're getting a lot of periodic dramas most in 2024. I'm seeing 3 already. That's crazy. Soundtrack. I just recently watched it, like, right now. Not so long ago. I loved it because I loved the male lead. He was in... I forgot this drama. I think it's The Agency or something. But, like, I loved him so much. It was really cute and romantic. And sad at the same time. Sweet Home. I can't watch such. I don't want to lie. Castaway Diva was also very good. Moon in the Day. It was also good. But I didn't follow because I can't do it back and forth dramas. The Matchmakers was okay. Really, what I really enjoyed was Daily Dose of Sunshine. Like, I really enjoyed that. Like, it was one of those comfort dramas, and we don't have a lot of them this year. Like, you know, our beloved summer type of comfort drama. I really loved it. Donna, I really couldn't, like, watch it. I don't know why. Maybe I should give it a chance because I don't have anything to watch. Vigilante was great. Loved it. A Good Day to Be a Dog. I went back to watch that scene of French kissing, hey? That's the only reason I went back there. I don't wanna lie.
That's the only reason, and I never picked it up again. I just went there to watch that French kiss. Strong Girl Namsoon. I did watch it because of like the second male lead. I really watched it because of the second male lead. He's hot. My Dearest was really good. It was really good. I don't think it's the best we've ever watched, but it was really good. What I didn't watch though is Twinkling Watermelon. People really loved it, but I didn't really follow up. Because there's a lot coming next year. Gonna be 2024 already. Oh, The Killing Vote! My God, The Killing Vote was everything. Yo. The Killing Vote was everything. I don't know where they get the psychotic characters and they're like, you're going to be a psycho. And they just get the assignment and they show off their psychotic side. I don't know. I have no idea. Because The Killing Vote was everything. And the fact that like the lead character and this female lead character didn't end up dating was crazy. I was just like, after I sat down, guys, are you being for real? Seriously? Playing. Distant With You was very good as well. But because of the characters and the performance, I don't think the storyline was great, to be honest. Like the whole curse thing, the whole... I don't think it was great. I don't want to lie. I don't think the storyline was really great. It was very complex and we had to deal with an obsessed... Yo, chakra men ever, like, no. Sometimes, I don't know why they would have, like, this other plot that is going on in the background where else there's another plot happening. This man is already cursed. This man is trying to figure out how to break his curse. And then now we have to deal with a psycho. Yo, they need to change. My Lovely Boxer, I enjoyed it as well. I found it cute. I'm currently watching My Man is Cupid, but I'm not really hooked. Like, I'm not really like that hooked on it. I don't know why. The First Responders came back as well. As usual, I love it. I really do love like detective crime solving dramas because I watch a lot of true crime and Stephanie Su. So I do like enjoy such K-dramas. I don't even care if there's no love story here. Like, it'd be fire. Like, I'd be fine. Heartbeat, really didn't finish it. I'm really contemplating watching My Lovely Liar, actually. I'm really thinking about it long and hard. I might just, like, watch it, actually. Oh, we all loved King the Land. It was cute. We loved it. Oh, we watched a lot of things this year. There was Bloodhounds as well. There was Black Knight. And you guys know the fact that, like, Kim Woon-bin, that leather jacket was the paid actor. I don't know about the storyline, but I enjoyed it. I watched all of it. My favorite was definitely Tale of the Nine-Tailed, 1938. That was the best. It was the best. Storyline, everything. Oh my God, we actually watched Celebrity this year. Hey, that's hectic. Celebrity was also good. I want to see more from like the male lead. Yeah, Celebrity was really good. I enjoyed it. I watched everything. I guess that was it. Oh, Lying. The Good Bad Mother. It was a great storyline. I'm not going to lie. Oh my God. I think these bugs come from my plant. It's not like bugs. It's just like, you know, those green mosquito looking like things. They're stressing me out. So yeah, like the storyline was really good as well. Enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I couldn't watch The Perfect Stranger. I don't like things that depress me sometimes.
The Queen Maker was the best. I hope they have season 2 because I'm looking forward to watching it. Deborah was also very cute. Enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it. That's it. Dr. Cha, also good. Enjoyed it. I watched a lot of K-dramas. Hey, what else was playing? The Secret Romantic House. I don't think I really got it. But I did have a favorite also. It was Divorce Attention. There's a code, the code that I saw in the piano. I don't remember if it was a piano. But it said, the silence between the notes is as important as the notes themselves. And that's like the best thing I've ever heard this year because it helped me through a lot. Like how I broke down that code to like make sense philosophically in my own life, it changed me. Like I was going through really tough times and I considered those tough times as the silence and the significance of those tough times in my life. It was as important as the times where I was joyful and happy and blessed, you know. So I really, really, really appreciated all the lessons that I got from that K-drama. Love to Hate You. A lot of people hated it. They didn't like it, but that's what I loved it. I had the most fun here. I mean, I could rewatch it. Taxi Driver season 2 was bad. Loved it as well. Strangers Again, also I loved it. Guys, there's a lot that I've watched. Yo. What's this? Crash Course and Romance was a fave as well. Guys, we watched a lot of stuff. There's this one that stressed me out. Yo! The Interest of Love stressed me out. I was mad every episode, every week. I was mad. I was wilding. I feel like I could have came back to podcasting during this K-drama because I was like screaming by myself. It was a lot. Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it for 2023. Yeah, this was 2023. Really? That's it for 2023, guys. Forbidden Marriage was 2022? Hey, that's it. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, The Glory was definitely, season 2 was definitely this year. The Heavenly Idol was boring. I don't care who says what. Come fight me if you want. Okay, I figured out what I'm going to rewatch till the end of the moon. I hope I have the patience for it. Okay. Oh! Also, there's like one K-drama I'm looking forward to it, and I don't know if they're going to bring it back. Like Weak Hero Class. I really want season 2 of this. And like, I know it's gonna be sad. I know I'm gonna cry, but like, I really. Also, not me figuring out that Under the Queen's Umbrella was a 2022 drama. It wasn't a 2023. It was so good, though. Like, it was so good. My memories of it are still, like, recent. Yo, that's hectic. That's really hectic. It was so good. Where is this love on the loop? Wow, look at that. Yeah, but like now I'm desperate to find something interesting to watch. I don't know. I don't know what to watch. That's very interesting. So yeah, guys, those are my 2023 K-drama rep K-dramas. That doesn't make sense. But I can't choose. I think if I had to choose, it would definitely be Worst of Evil. First Responders. What else did I watch? The Glory was really good. What else? What else, like, I felt like snatched my soul? Yeah, I mean, like, there's just a lot. But Death's Game, I can't do it. I tried to watch it. It doesn't matter. The cast is great, but I just like, no, I'm not doing this. Oh, how can I forget to tell you guys about this? Strings of Truth, The Maestro, my God. That's the best K-drama right now to watch. Like, Fridays have never been so great because of that K-drama. It's about, like, this former violinist. Her mother was also, you know, a violinist, and am I saying it right? Well, but then the mom is ill, and but the mom is ill, and just watch it, guys, yo. Hello, hello, welcome to Sojo Clark. It's such a heavy day to actually really come back to podcasting, but I felt the strong need to come back because I have this habit where I really like frequently type stuff out in my WhatsApp status, and I'll talk about these things, I'll talk about like what I'm thinking about certain incidents that are happening in like the K-drama world, in the South Korean industry, or whatever, you know, whatever that got me interested or intrigued or curious or whatever I've read about, I'd want to share it with people. And unfortunately, people in my WhatsApp don't really know what I'm talking about. And they don't care, you know, because you know, to them, I'm just talking about BTS. It doesn't matter whoever I'm talking about. It's to them, it's just like typical South African industry or South African people. I hope you guys are okay. The year is coming to an end. We literally have like a couple of days left of 2023. And I haven't recorded any episodes this year. This is my first one. And I know. It's actually just like been very hard this year. This year has been long and has been very hard. And also a year of blessings. I have done so many things for myself this year. My life has really improved drastically this year. Remember the other time I was like moving into my new place for the first time, and I think that was like a year ago. Or more than a year ago, I've moved to like a better place, good security, like, and everything, you know, like, I'm in a better job. I love my new job. It's very green. Sometimes, like, I do cry because I think it's a dream, and I might wake up and, you know, be in a similar nightmare that I was in a few months back. But I don't know why I'm nervous. Like, I feel so nervous because I'm talking about like all these things and trying to like catch up, but like I know exactly what makes me nervous. But yeah, like, life has been so good, and also just long and very hard. There's a lot of things that I've done this year, and I feel like because of like so many things that I've done this year, I feel so exhausted and like fatigued. And my energy levels are very low and all that. And like, pretty much, I feel like I've achieved everything that was in my vision board like years ago. And now I need a new vision board because I have to like update the dreams and the goals. and then work towards them, you know. So it's been a really good year, but also like a year that was very challenging, testing and everything in between that. It was crazy. I'm still single. I did try to have a few talking stages here and there, but they all failed, unfortunately, for them, not for me, because they're missing out on a great person. Very amazing. Crazy, but amazing. So the reason why I'm actually recording this today and why today is the day I'm recording it is because I have so much to say. Lee Sung Kyun's passing. I hope I spelt it right or pronounced it right. Man, like, that man was in a whole drug scandal for like ketamine, marijuana, weed. And the hostess was basically like being wild and saying that they've done like drugs in her house a couple of times and all that. He was cheating, blah, blah, blah. And he literally just like went through all those interrogations. He tested 3 times and they came out negative. He even offered to do a lie detector test. And this man decided to take his life today. And to be honest, after Moonbin's like suicide, you are in drug scandal, us being terrified of like the mental state that he's in currently. Something must be done, guys. I don't know what. Something must be done. I don't know what is it, but it must be done, because how can an industry lose so many people? How can an industry be so, so cruel, judgmental, and straight up like pushing people to death? How can a society be like that? You know, like, there's no room for redemption, there's no room for forgiveness, there's no room for like offering an olive branch to those people, and they're also human. Yes, it's wrong to commit a crime, especially if the country has said that it's a crime. It's wrong. Yes, don't think like I'm just promoting crime right now. They're doing all of this because they're trying to make sure that the streets are clean and all that. That's admirable of them, you know, especially as someone that comes from a country that has a high rate of drug use, and seeing people really like lose their future and themselves in such addictions. But like, we should be fighting more into them getting better, you know. We should be fighting more into like making sure that they're in the good space, they're no longer using those drugs and all that. Like, we should be seeking out redemption more than anything. But like, it looks like the society there isn't really all about redemption, isn't really about second chances, especially you are in, like, I feel like it's beyond even the social abuse, like it's the physical abuse that they project towards him in public when he's about to enter the court or whatever. Like, there was a video of a man that poured coffee on him or threw coffee at him in public. That was so inhuman. Like, that was like the worst thing I've ever watched this year, and I don't think I'll ever get over it, because who are you? Like, who do you think you are? Like, are you God? Like, who do you think you are? Like, I don't even know what I'm saying, because, like, I'm shaking. I'm shaking. Thinking about it, like, I'm shaking. Like, thinking about it makes me so mad and sad as well, because someone lost his livelihood, himself, and he decided to take his own life because of all the bullying. And he's been speaking out, and nobody decided to listen to him. Nobody decided to fact check. Nobody, like, he gave you guys 3 negative tests. Nobody gave a fuck at all. Like, what more was expected of him to do. This man left his wife, two young kids, who are boys. That's not an easy decision to make. To leave your whole entire life and two young boys. It's not an easy decision. Like, how in pain must he have been? How hard it must have been for him? And most of the time, you might think that actually, this is like the easiest way out for the people that love me and look up to me. They don't have to deal with like seeing me. They don't have to deal with like the drama that I've brought upon them. To be honest, I just want like UIN to be better. Like, I'm praying for his health. I'm praying for his safety. I'm praying for his mental health. I'm praying that he deals with his addictions. And also, you have to think about like psychologically, like, why can push people to such extreme lengths of like wanting to numb their pain so much? Yeah, my heart is heavy, not gonna lie. However, babies, I wonder what you guys have been watching. I've been watching quite a lot, but you know, like, I feel like the industry hasn't been the same. Like, those writers are sad, like, these endings don't make sense. I don't know, like, they've been in their sad girl era or sad boy era, like, ever since. And what am I currently watching? We're all watching My Demon, right? Let's get that out of the way. Welcome to Salm Diary. I feel like they all know that that man is bound to make us cry. If he cries, we cry. That's it. The Worst of Evil was a masterpiece. Oh my god. Like, it was a masterpiece. It was a masterpiece on both lead characters. Like, the male leads were like top notch. They were top tier. They were creme de la creme. They gave us art. It was, I'm not even going to dive into like the plot. It was just like the performance, like the delivering of the story to us. It was the performance more than anything. The storyline could have been better, but the performance was outstanding. That was like the best performance ever. And it really reminded me of UIN and Hands. Like, it really reminded, not because of whatever, but because of how he really portrays his character. Like, method acting? Yes. Like, the use of method acting, like how people would be consumed by their characters to the point that you don't even recognize them as whatever. You don't recognize them through like the other cute stories that were in, and you're like, wow, this is such a side to you, really? Worst of All Evil was good. The Glory also was good. It was really hard to actually watch it, but once I got into it, I never stopped. It was really outstanding as well. I loved Under the Queen's Umbrella. I loved everything about it. I loved the storyline. It was very brilliant. Also, I loved the soundtracks. They kind of made sense, man. Like, they were well composed and well positioned into the storyline. Like, it's very hard to find a K-drama that also does that. Like, the soundtrack has to make sense. Can't be playing "I Love You" when things, shit is going down, please. But like, I really loved Under the Queen's Umbrella. What else have I been watching? Alright guys, let me go through.
I'm actually watching Yua In's movie right now because of like of whatever is happening. Like, yeah.
Hey,
it seems like we're getting a lot of periodic dramas most in 2024. I'm seeing three already. That's crazy. Soundtrack. I just recently watched it, like right now, not so long ago. I loved it because I loved the male lead. He was in, I forgot this drama. I think it's The Agency or something. But like, I loved him so much. It was really cute and romantic and sad at the same time. Sweet Home. I can't watch such. I don't want to lie. Castaway Diva was also very good. Moon in the Day, it was also good, but I didn't follow because I can't do it back and forth dramas. The Matchmakers was okay. Really, what I really enjoyed was Daily Dose of Sunshine. Like, I really enjoyed that. Like, it was one of those comfort dramas, and we don't have a lot of them this year. Like, you know, our beloved summer type of comfort drama. I really loved it. Donna, I really couldn't like watch it. I don't know why. Maybe I should give it a chance because I don't have anything to watch. Vigilante was great. Loved it. A Good Day to Be a Dog. I went back to watch that scene of French kissing. Hey, that's the only reason I went back there. I don't wanna lie. That's the only reason, and I never picked it up again. I just went there to watch that French kiss. Strong Girl Namsoon. I did watch it because of like the second male lead. I really watched it because of the second male lead. He's hot. My Dearest was really good. It was really good. I don't think it's the best we've ever watched, but it was really good. What I didn't watch though is Twinkling Watermelon. People really loved it, but I didn't really follow up. Yo, there's a lot coming next year. I don't know. Can it be 2024 already? Oh, The Killing Vote! My god, The Killing Vote was everything. Yo. The Killing Vote was everything. I don't know where they get the psychotic characters, and they're like, you're going to be a psycho, and they just get the assignment and they show off their psychotic side. I don't know. I have no idea, because The Killing Vote was everything. And the fact that like the lead character and this female lead character didn't end up dating was crazy. I was just like, after I sat down, guys, are you being for real? Seriously? Playing. Distant With You was very good as well, but because of the characters and the performance, I don't think the storyline was great, to be honest. Like, the whole curse thing, the whole, I don't think it was great. I don't want to lie. I don't think the storyline was really great. It was very complex, and we had to deal with an obsessed, yo, chakra man ever, like, no. Sometimes, I don't know why they would have, like, this other plot that is going on in the background, where else there's another plot happening. This man is already cursed. This man is trying to figure out how to break his curse, and then now we have to deal with a psycho. Yo, they need to change. My Lovely Boxer, I enjoyed it as well. I found it cute. I'm currently watching My Man is Cupid, but I'm not really hooked. Like, I'm not really like that hooked on it. I don't know why. The First Responders came back as well. As usual, I love it. I really do love like detective crime solving dramas because I watch a lot of true crime and Stephanie Soo. So I do like enjoy such K-dramas. I don't even care if there's no love story here. Like, it'd be fire. Like, I'd be fine. Heartbeat, really didn't finish it. I'm really contemplating watching My Lovely Liar, actually. I'm really thinking about it long and hard. I might just like watch it, actually. Oh, we all loved King the Land. It was cute. We loved it. Oh, we watched a lot of things this year. There was Bloodhounds as well. There was Black Knight. And you guys know the fact that, like, Kim Woo-bin, that jacket, that leather jacket was the paid actor. I don't know about the storyline, but I enjoyed it. I watched all of it. My favorite was definitely Tale of the Nine-Tailed, 1938. That was the best. It was the best. Storyline, everything. Everything. Oh my god, we actually watched Celebrity this year. Hey, that's hectic. Celebrity was also good. I want to see more from like the male lead. Yeah, Celebrity was really good. I enjoyed it. I watched everything. I guess that was it. Oh, Lying. The Good Bad Mother. It was a great storyline. I'm not going to lie. Oh my god. I think these bugs come from my plant. It's not like bugs. It's just like, you know, those green mosquito looking like things. They're stressing me out. So yeah, like the storyline was really good as well. Enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I couldn't watch The Perfect Stranger. I don't like things that depress me sometimes. The Queen Maker was the best. I hope they have season 2 because I'm looking forward to watching it. Deborah was also very cute. Enjoyed it. Just enjoyed it. That's it. Dr. Cha, also good. Enjoyed it. Because I watched a lot of K-dramas. What else was playing? The Secret Romantic House. I don't think I really got it. But I did have a favorite also. It was Divorce Attorney Shin. There's a code, the code that I saw in the piano. Or I don't know. I don't remember if it was a piano. But it said, the silence between the notes is as important as the notes themselves. And that's like the best thing I've ever heard this year because it helped me through a lot. Like how I broke down that code to like make sense philosophically in my own life, it changed me. Like I was going through really tough times and I considered those tough times as the silence and the significance of those tough times in my life. It was as important as the times where I was joyful and happy and blessed, you know. So I really, really, really appreciated all the lessons that I got from that K-drama. Love to Hate. A lot of people hated it. They didn't like it, but that's what, I loved it. I had the most fun here. I mean, I could rewatch it. Taxi Driver season 2 was back. Loved it as well. Strangers Again, also I loved it. Guys, there's a lot that I've watched. Yo. What's this? Crash Course in Romance was a fave as well. Guys, we watched a lot of stuff. There's this one that stressed me out. Yo! The Interest of Love stressed me out. I was mad every episode, every week. I was wilding. I feel like I could have came back to podcasting during this K-drama because I was like screaming by myself. It was a lot. It was a lot. Okay, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it for 2023. Really? That's it for 2023, guys. Forbidden Marriage was 2022? Hey, hectic. That's hectic. Wow. Okay. Oh yeah, the three was definitely, season two was definitely this year. The Heavenly Idol was boring. I don't care who says what. Come fight me if you want. Okay, I figured out what I'm going to rewatch. Till the End of the Moon. I hope I have the patience for it. Okay. Oh! Also, there's like one K-drama I'm looking forward to it, and I don't know if they're going to bring it back. Like, Weak Hero Class. I really want season two of this. And like, I know it's gonna be sad, I know I'm gonna cry, but like, I really... Also, not me figuring out that Under the Queen's Umbrella was a 2022 drama. It wasn't a 2023. It was so good, though. Like, it was so good. My memories of it are still, like, recent. Yo, that's hectic. That's really hectic. That's really hectic. It was so good. Where is Love on the Loop? Wow, they look like... Yeah, but like now I'm desperate to find something interesting to watch. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to watch. That's very interesting. So yeah guys, those are my 2023 K-drama rep. K-dramas, that doesn't make sense, but I can't choose. I think if I had to choose, it would definitely be Worst of Evil, First Responders. What else did I watch? The Glory was really good. What else? What else, like, I felt like snatched my soul? Yeah, I mean, like, there's just a lot. But that's game, you, I can't do it. I guess that's, I tried to watch it. It doesn't matter, the cast is great, but I just like, nah, I'm not doing this. Oh, how can I forget to tell you guys about this? Strings of Truth, The Maestro, my god. That's the best K-drama right now to watch. Like, Fridays have never been so great because of that K-drama. It's about, like, this former violinist. Her mother was also, you know, a violinist, and am I saying it right? Well, but then the mom is ill, and but the mom is ill, and just watch it, guys. Yo,